The following program contains names, places, and events that have been anonymized or fictionalized for the purposes of protection and safety. The following program is provided for entertainment purposes only, and any commentary from the hosts are strictly conjecture and should not be held as making any definitive statements about the truth or identity of any particular individuals or circumstances. If you or a loved one are involved in an abusive relationship, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 for support.
I'm so excited. I haven't had a Mackenzie Undercover story in a while.
It's been a minute. Are we
Mackenzie,
like,
why is your face like that? Are you scared?
I don't know if you guys are ready for this story. Like, it, I didn't remember, like, when we were, something made me think of it. I don't remember what it was, but something we were talking about. And I was like, oh, I have a story that's similar to that or something. And then Molly's like, what kind of story is it? And I was like, well, it's just something stupid. And I gave Hannah and Molly a little bit of the rundown and they were like, you have to tell this story. And I'm like, I just don't realize that these stories that I have are gold.
Bonkers.
But then when you go back and tell it, it's like, oh my God, that's crazy.
I'm glad that we have a platform that pushes you to go back and tell it even more so than your quick PI stories, which those are great. But I have questions. I need details. I need you to paint the picture with as much as possible. And we get to do that.
Yeah.
Before we jump in, should we do like really quick updates? I don't know if we have updates. Patreon stuff is going well. We had guests come back from previous episodes and we got to hear how they're doing.
We celebrated our 1-year anniversary of our very first episode last week, which is so cool. And we were a little emotional and just are, if you're not on the Patreon, get on the Patreon and go listen to the episode, our 1-year anniversary special, like a Dateline special, except dating detective.
Except more fun.
Except way more fun.
We got some updates from Kelly at the Dr. Dogfish episode.
Yes.
And Pantygate, Kira came back. And then we're going to do some OnlyFans updates. Lots of stuff. So go to Patreon.
It's only $5 a month, you guys. Like, and it's worth it. Like, you get 2 bonus episodes and all the things. And it's so cool.
And we chat with you all the time. Okay. I heard a really interesting story and dating tip that Molly was like, you have to share this. And I'm glad that you said that. So I want to shout out Jordan at Creepy Craft Lover, who DM'd this to me. Thank you for listening and sharing all these. And the TikTok was from a creator called Zoe Exotic. Basically, she was in a relationship and found out that the guy was cheating because she had a little femtuition tingle and was like, mm-hmm. I'm going to do the thing. I'm going to check the phone. Mm-hmm. She went and looked at something that I'd never thought of looking at. She went to look at how much time he was spending on different apps. You know how it breaks down how much time you spend on apps? And I don't like looking at it because I don't want to see how much time I spend on Instagram.
Yeah.
So she went and looked, and he was spending like 5 hours a day on the calculator app.
What?
And she was like, huh?
The calculator hidden photos app.
And it was not a calculator. Somehow he was able to make it seem like it was the calculator app, but it was a dating app.
I've seen that. I've seen it where it was a hidden photo vault, but it looked like the iPhone calculator app. And
okay.
So at one point I downloaded it because one of my subjects was whatever. And so I was like, what is that? And so I downloaded it. It looks exactly like the iPhone app. It is functional. It works exactly
like
the same. Like a calculator, and it works, it's functional, and then you type in a certain code, like 122 plus 76, and that's your password.
Oh my God,
yeah.
I bet
and that
a way,
opens it, yes.
It sounds like, I would imagine there's a way that you can make the calculator a cover for anything you want. So you could make it Hinge, you could make it whatever, Ashley Madison, like whatever, is Ashley Madison even still a thing? The cheating?
I don't know.
Dating app?
I'm not sure.
I need to look into it more, but I heard that and just wanted people to know. And it's a good tip to even think about looking at how much time somebody's spending on a certain app. If you have reason to investigate, we want to trust first, but trust
yes.
But verify. Thought that was interesting.
These apps are cleverer and cleverer. Like they're like a calculator. Mm-hmm. Who would ever look at your phone and be like, oh, that's just a cat. Like, no, everyone would bypass. And then if they saw it and they were trying to get into it, they wouldn't know the password because how many calculations can you come up with as a password? And you could do like any type of math problem and it'll
Most
be the password.
Guys, their password is probably going to be 8008 because it's spelled boob.
5'8" boobs.
Classic. Or like 6'9".
Yeah, because they're immature.
Yeah, we'll be able to crack that. Okay, so that was a good little dating detectives. Who? Somebody recommended at the end of episodes we do a debrief, dating detective, a dogfish debrief, where we talk about what we learn from these stories. So that's not a dogfish debrief, that's a dogfish tip, but we'll do that at the end because now I want to hear the story.
Oh, so you're, I don't know if you're, I just don't know if you're ready, but we'll get into it. I get an email from a woman who says, please call me, I need your help. And that's standard, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she says, I have a feeling that my friend is being disloyal to her husband. And so I'm like, okay.
So
like,
we got a nosy
of all,
friend.
Red flag. Why are you requesting a private investigator for something that's not even your relationship? And if she's your friend and she's being disloyal to her husband, like, wouldn't you be on your friend's side? Like, whatever. Anyway, so the problems start from the beginning, like red flag central, right? But I'm like, oh, a circus. Great. Red flag circus.
A parade.
Oh, look, it's a party. So obviously, I figure there's got to be much more to this. So I obliged and I give her a call. I'm like, now I'm nosy, of course. Like,
yeah,
I need
to know.
That's
so funny. You're like, wow, you're so nosy. So I need to know why you're being so nosy.
Exactly. And so I give her a call. I introduce myself. I said, hi, this is Mackenzie. You called about your friend's relationship. I just wanted to dig a little bit further into that and get more information and find out what the deal is. So I let her talk and she proceeds to tell me that they have quite the interesting relationship. Her words. She said that her boyfriend is married to a woman and the wife of the boyfriend. So like she's dating a guy who's married and they know about each other.
Okay, wait, I'm sorry. I need you to go back. So the client who called you.
Yes.
What's her name? Let's give names because I'm confused already.
Oh, I guess we should name them. Okay, so instead of saying client, we'll come up with fake names. Let's
Chloe
just call
the
her.
Chloe the client.
Okay, Chloe the client. I like Chloe
the client.
Okay, I like that alliteration a lot. Okay, so Chloe the client proceeds to tell me that they have quite the interesting relationship. She says that her boyfriend, let's call him Bob. Okay,
Bob the boyfriend.
Bob the boyfriend and Chloe the client.
And is dating Chloe.
Yes. So Chloe, the client, says that her boyfriend, Bob, is married to a woman. We'll call her Anna.
Slay.
Okay. So Chloe says that Bob is married to Anna and Chloe, like Chloe obviously knows about Anna. They both know about each other. So the wife knows about her. Okay. So Bob and Anna have been married for about 12 or 13 years. They have two kids and they are like middle school age and they live nearby. So Chloe said, I live near Bob and Anna. We actually kind of are in the same neighborhood, like in the same, like literally that close in the same neighborhood. So I'm like, oh, that's really close, right? She said, right. Sometimes if Bob and Anna are not home, she even watches the kids sometimes and they're really close. Like they get along really well. They're very, very close. Like, almost like family, it seems like, right?
Do you think the kid, did she say if like the kids know that their parents are in an open relationship or is it?
No, I have
like,
no idea.
This
if the
is
kids
like
know.
Aunt Chloe. And it's like,
well, at this time, I still kind of was like, oh, what's going on? Yeah. So like Aunt Chloe, let's just say, right?
Yeah.
So they live in the same neighborhood. She said, at first she said, we live very close. And then she says, we live in the same neighborhood. And I'm like, okay, that's a little bit different, but
you're
whatever.
Like, do you live in the pool house? Like, be honest. Like,
I know,
how close
right?
do you really live?
So she, like, they're so close that, like, she watches the kids and she looks out for them, you know, whenever they're not home, whatever. So I said, how long have y'all been together? Like, how long have you and Bob been seeing each other? She says, we're about to celebrate our 10-year anniversary.
So 12-ish years for marriage, 10 years with the girlfriend. Wow.
Yeah. So he's been with Anna for 12 or 13 years. And he's been with Chloe for the last 10 years. They're about to celebrate their 10-year wedding anniversary, right? Or their 10-year anniversary.
Sure. Okay.
I ask her, just to confirm, like, I need to make sure I got these facts right, right? Like, due diligence. Is this an open and consenting relationship? Like, you and the wife are, like, you're with the same guy. Everything is on the up and up. You both know about each other. You both know that you're with the same dude. Like, Bob is both of y'all's man. Like, and you're both.
Is it working for everybody?
Yeah. Is this, like, safe, sane, consensual, like, all the things, right? So is this a consensual polyamorous relationship, or is this one of those things where we just like say it's polyamorous, but really you're just cheating? Like, what is it?
Or like looking the other way. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, no, this is, it's legit. She said the reason I didn't want to email it was because I didn't want you to not take my case and automatically just assume that, oh, we're polyamorous, like cheating is okay. And no, that's absolutely not the case. From what I understand in polyamorous relationships, like you still have a degree of honesty. And I would love for our polyamorous audience to chime in. Like, there's still a degree of honesty. Like, you have to be honest about what 100%, right?
From what I've heard, it sounds like polyamorous relationships require in many ways more honesty.
Yeah. More honesty and more trust. So anyways, and I also want to get all the facts because I'm not trying to be liable if in fact they don't know about one another. And this other lady like loses her shit and goes bananas because she finds out because of my investigation and then it's unsafe and there's a whole liability thing, right?
Totally.
And most people don't ask for an investigation on someone else's relationship. And when they do, it's weird. So I don't want to do it. So red flag. Okay. So I'm still like red flag, but hey, I'm like, now I need to know. Hannah, I did a thing.
Tell me.
Okay. Do you remember how Molly made us that song on Songfinch about-
I'll never forget.
I know. So sweet, right? So I made one for my best friend. Her birthday is coming up. And so I was like, well, I want to do one for her. She lives in Tennessee and I live in Florida. So we're far apart, but we've been friends for 25 years. And I was like, her birthday is coming up. Let me make a song for her. So I used Songfinch and created a song for her. Do you want to hear a small piece of
it? Can
I
hear?
Yes.
No matter the time or distance between us, this love will never leave us. You're my best friend. Florida to Tennessee, it doesn't matter. You could live on Saturn. This love never ends. Tiffany, don't you ever have a doubt. I'll always be here through the ups and downs. Since we were 12, I always knew somehow. No matter the time or day, that this love will never ever go away.
Oh my God, I love it. Isn't it so sweet? Okay, so I got Tiffany on the phone. Tiffany, will you real quick tell me what you thought of the song that I made for you for your birthday? Did you cry?
We don't need to talk about if I cry or not because we know I don't like being emotional. So it was super cute and it's pretty cool how they can fit so much stuff into one song that like literally encompasses our entire friendship.
I know. Aww. Isn't it so cool? So when you go on the Songfinch website, it lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. So you go on and it walks you through the entire process and it asks you little questions about like, how do you want this person to feel? And who is this for? What kind of relationship do you have? What style you want? And then it asks you personal details about your relationship with the person. And then an actual Songfinch musician.
It's not AI. It's real musicians.
Yes. It's real musicians. And you can choose, like it'll give you little clips of what they've done. And you can choose who you want to do it. And they will write, record, and produce your original song in like less than a week. And it's really, really cool.
I loved it so much. It's just such a good gift. You said, it's funny that she said she doesn't like showing emotion because I get that. And sometimes it's so hard to say what you want to say. So you could just do it in a song.
Exactly. And I love that, especially with Mother's Day coming up, like leave your mom speechless with a nice song. So like I said, whether your song is for Mother's Day or in my case, it was for Tiffany's birthday, graduation. I know graduation's coming up, wedding. It's just to show a loved one how much you care. You could start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist. So don't waste another dollar on more stuff. Get a radio quality original song that's totally unique to your relationship. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free. So you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/TDD and start your song. After your purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, which is a $50 value. Again, the URL is songfinch.com/TDD. And don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/TDD. She says, yes, it's all consensual, 100%. I said, okay, so why do you think that the wife is being disloyal or cheating on Bob? Why do you think that Anna is cheating on Bob? She said that sometimes Anna goes to a mutual friend's house that's in their neighborhood. So like there's Anna's face.
I'm so just laughing that they're keeping it in the neighborhood.
I know. Oh, just wait. She's going to a mutual friend's house who is a single man and they're really good friends. And he's friends with the family also. Him and Bob are friends also, right? So let's call him Daryl. I don't know. So
Daryl, writing it down.
A, B, C, D. Do you see what I'm doing here?
I do.
Okay. So Anna goes to Daryl's house and they're really good friends, but they run the same type of business. So they're always working together on different projects and stuff like that. So it was not anything weird that she was going over there. But my client, Chloe, the client, says, I just think it's weird because now she's starting to go over there more often. They're starting to have more like, you know, business dinners, whatever. Okay. And this guy's a single man. So it's kind of weird. So like she said, at first it seemed all business. Then she started going over there more. Bob said that he got a weird feeling as well. But he at one point got a weird butt dial from an unknown number. Like it came up with no number. And what he heard in the butt dial was a man and a woman's voice. And he heard his street name and his name. So
weird.
Yeah. And he says, well, I couldn't hear anything else. So he had his own suspicions, whatever.
That's weird. I would be scared if I heard a butt dial from an unknown number, but they were like identifying me. It's one thing if it's like a robocall or something, but.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
An accident.
So, well, my client, so Chloe, the client, knew good and damn well it wasn't her. So she said it's absolutely got to be Anna. And she doesn't want to bring her suspicions to Bob yet until she knows for sure, because she doesn't want to stir up trouble, because she's like, this is someone who, and when I talked to her, like, she's really sweet. Like, she didn't want to cause any trouble. Like, she just wanted to know what was going on. And you can hear that in her voice. And you kind of sense that about her, that she's like, I don't want any trouble. I just, you know,
I don't
want to
break up a marriage.
Yeah, even though this is her.
She loves their marriage. I'm sure it works out for her. Their arrangement sounds good.
She loves this. Okay. So I go ahead.
I just have a question about PI stuff. What do you think about when you hear that Anna is going to Daryl's house in a way that makes sense? Everyone knows that she's going there. And a lot of your PI stories are you following someone to see if they're going somewhere. So you already know that they're going there. You can't necessarily get into the house to prove that they're doing any hanky-panky or woo-hooing, as we say in The Sims. Like what does your brain do in terms of how you're going to like prove that there's hanky-panky?
Get them out of the house. Follow them. Go like that's why whenever I do an infidelity case, I usually say, OK, when are they likely to go out together? Because then you can follow them out in public and see how they act in public.
See a smooch.
Yeah.
In public.
See
okay.
Whatever. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Because in the house, you really can't. I can't, you know, look in the house like that's illegal, whatever. So I decide, obviously, because number one, I'm a glutton for punishment. Number two, I'm nosy as hell. I was like, okay, I'm going to take this because I still don't trust her. But I was like, I kind of want to know. So I'm going to take this. So I take a deposit from her. Still kind of don't trust her, but I really start digging into it. And I'm like, all right, she's paid. So she's serious. I found Bob, and I found that Bob is not, nor has he ever been married ever in the history of ever at any time, not here, not there, not anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. Nowhere has he ever been married, ever, never, never, not even once. Never.
Okay, dogfish flag number one. lie.
No annulments, no divorces, no marriage certificates in any country, anywhere. So I was confused why Chloe, the client, is saying he's married and, you know, talking about husband and wife. And I mean, I guess sometimes people say that just like my friend was with her husband for like 25 years before they got married. And we all just called him husband and wife, whatever.
Right.
But it was weird. Like she was legit. Like this is his wife. Right. So anyways,
it seemed like she believed that he was legally married.
I didn't want to call Chloe and tell her that Bob isn't really married, because now I'm wondering more like why she doesn't know, or why she keeps calling him husband and wife and say that he's married when he's not. So I don't want to go to her with this information and unleash like a bucket of crap that I cannot put back into the bucket. Like, I'm not prepared to do that right now. I need to find out more first. The more I find out, the more I can gauge liability and gauge where we're at, right? So what in the freaking goldfish crackers is going on? Like, there's so much more I need to know. Well, I found social media where they are clearly canoodling. So Chloe and Bob are canoodling in pictures, like close to each other, like more than friends. Like, he's holding her, she kisses him on the cheek. They look like a couple, and they're on social media and it's public and on the same page where he posts his wife, quote unquote, like Anna, whoever
Anna
is.
And does anyone,
right?
There's no weird like comments. Everybody's like, this is just a known thing.
No weird comments. Everybody's like just giving the hard eyes and, oh, such a cute couple or whatever. They're clearly canoodling. So why would he post that if Anna doesn't know, or his wife or whoever this person is doesn't know? So it's got to be either my client is lying to me about something, and she's wanting me to, like, either she's lying about something completely absurd, or this guy's lying to her and she's lying to me about why she wants to investigate. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I'm still kind of walking on eggshells. Well, as I continue to do my research, the wife, Anna, I find out that she has never been married either. Not once, not ever, not here, not there, not anywhere.
Sure.
So neither one of them, Bob nor Anna, have ever been married ever. I was able to find them living in the same house. So according to the comprehensive reports that I got on both of them, I found that their information, like their mailing address, their cars, all the things all go back to the same address for this period of time that Chloe, the client, said they go back to. So they've been sharing a house for the same amount of time Chloe, the client, said they've been together. So she knows how long they've been together because she's been with this fella 10 years, right?
Right.
And so it all goes back to the same time frame. So they're together, just never married. But my question was still, why does she think that they are married? And I would like to add also, you know how she told me that they live in the same neighborhood?
Yeah.
When I did the surveillance, I found out that she lives one, like right next door. Like, there's one house between Chloe, the client, and Bob, the builder, and Anna.
So, okay, got it.
Okay.
She can look into the window, essentially.
So Bob the Builder and Anna live in one house. And then Bob the Builder's girlfriend, Chloe the client, lives one house in between them. Okay.
And Daryl's like kitty corner across the street or something.
Yeah. So, basically.
They all trick or treat in the same spot.
Yes, that's a very good way to put it. So I call her and I say, hey, listen, I need to do a surveillance. I don't understand what's going on, but some of the information that you're giving me is not lining up. So I'm just going to do a surveillance. And I could have chosen to say, listen, this isn't lining up. Something's weird. I don't want to take it. But at this point, it was weird enough where I was like, this could be something that's dangerous. Like, this could be something where she's involved in something that she doesn't realize and maybe I can help her, right? So at this point, I didn't know. So I call her. I say, hey, pay me for a surveillance. Give me a deposit. And she asked for information on what I found out, but I didn't tell her. I was like, I just want to go do the surveillance. I don't want to kind of share anything yet.
That's your policy.
Yeah. So she pays me the money. I go do surveillance. You guys, do you know who Derek Levasseur is? He is a licensed private investigator, former police detective with 19 years of investigative experience. I'm a big fan of his. He was on Big Brother a couple seasons ago. His podcast is called Detective Perspective. We really love his podcast, so I think you guys will really love it too. He's going to be covering a new unsolved case each week. And at the end of the episode, he'll give his perspective on the case as far as where it currently stands and what can be done to move it forward. He worked undercover with the FBI, the DEA, the ATF, the Secret Service. This guy is so cool. He works on unsolved cases, so recent and older cases. And he focuses on investigations that have not been covered extensively, so some of them you might not know about. And he uses fact-based storytelling with his personal and professional experiences mixed in his episodes. A new episode for his podcast drops every Monday, and then he has a YouTube, and that comes out every Tuesday. Listen to Detective Perspective every Monday on all podcast platforms or watch on YouTube every Tuesday. So I do the surveillance without telling Chloe, the client, when I'm going, because I don't want her to interfere. I don't want her to know when I'm going, what's going on, whatever. So about 2 weeks pass and I'm keeping an eye on the wife, who the not really wife, Anna, right? So I'm keeping an eye on her. And she does exactly what Chloe, the client, says. She runs errands. She takes the kids to school, all the things, whatever. She's a stay-at-home mom, so she does stay-at-home mom stuff. And when Bob the Builder and Chloe, the client, are both not at their homes because their car has gone off the driveway, they're not home, right? They've left. I saw them leave on my surveillance. So I know that they're gone. I know that Anna has taken the kids to school. When I follow her, she went to the grocery store real quick and like CVS, something dumb. Well, when she goes home, like everyone is gone, she goes over to homeboy's house, Daryl. Okay. So she walks across over to her little, you know, her little flip flops over to Daryl's house. And so she's over there. Well, I videotape her walking from her house to his house. And this is not anything abnormal because according to Chloe, the client, she does this all the time. And they think that she's like, fine, this is just they have a friendship, but they're not sure. So she goes across the street to homeboy's house. Well, a woman from another house across the street in the opposite direction. So like it's like a zigzag. So you have Bob and Anna who live in one house, one and a half houses down, like one or two houses down. You have Chloe, the client, and then across from Chloe, the client, and further down one. So like catty corner to her, further away from Bob and Anna is this other woman. This other woman walks out of her house, and I don't think anything of it because she's just a woman in a neighborhood, right? But she walks across the street, down the sidewalk, and walks into Bob the Builder and Anna's house, like all willy-nilly, just walks right in. No knocking, no doorbell, no nothing, just
and
walks
nobody's
in.
Home.
Nobody's home because Bob the Builder is at work, Anna is across the street at a homeboy's Daryl's house. And so, yeah, and so this neighbor just walks in. And I'm like,
you're like, am I watching a burglary right now?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, like, do I call the law? Like, what do I do? Like, I don't know. Am I witnessing a crime? What's happening? I have no idea. Well, meanwhile, Anna, the wife, and Daryl come outside and they walk into Daryl's garage. And so I'm like, oh, shit, like she's going to go home, see this, like her neighbor in her house, and there's going to be a fight. Doesn't this sound like the one story where the lady hired me and her
wife
has
going back and they threw her in the closet?
He threw the mistress in the closet.
T-Rex.
So anyways, I think that she's going to come back and come into her house and be like, what the crap is going on? Well, Daryl is walking Anna outside into the garage and they get to where... literally right where the garage meets the driveway and just within inches where I could see them. So like if they were 1 inch back further, I would not be able to see them. And they kiss. And
hey,
so I'm like,
Yahtzee.
Oh, Yahtzee, like busted. So Chloe, the client, her suspicions were right about Anna. So you got Chloe, the client, her boyfriend, Bob, and Bob's not wife, Anna. So Bob at this point has two girlfriends, essentially. And one of them lives with him and one of them lives two doors
and
down.
And Anna has two boyfriends because she's got Daryl, who she's smooching, and Bob, who she's fake married
to. So she's not married to Bob. And she's also seeing Daryl now at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they kiss and I'm like, oh, busted, case closed, like done, right? This case is far from closed. I was not done at all.
Oh, God. There's a lot.
So then Anna walks back to her house. So Anna and Daryl are done kissing and Anna starts walking back to her house where she lives with Bob the Builder. Okay. So when she goes inside, I'm like waiting like, oh, crap, what's going to happen? This house is going to like start like it's going to go up in flames or like someone's going to get beat up. I'm not sure what to do. Well, then her and the other woman, the neighbor, walk out together. They're smiling, whatever. She walks her halfway down the sidewalk and the other woman goes home and she says, bye, like nice to see you, like whatever. Like it was very, very friendly, right? And I'm like, okay.
So, I lived in a neighborhood where everybody was friends and like
totally,
doors
and
were unlocked. So it could happen.
Yeah. And when I was a kid, like we had that all the time. Like the kids would walk in and you know, hey, mom.
Yeah.
It wasn't their mom. Like it was cool, right? So I was like, maybe they're just like, obviously they all know each other and they're all friends, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe she just needed eggs.
Right? Like maybe she was going to get a cup of sugar. But I'm like, that's weird. So I start furiously searching the Google machine for this woman who's across the street. And I'm like, who is this lady? Like, how does she play into this? Right. So I look up her address, I look up her car, and I got her name and I was in deep. Like, I'm like, okay, this is like what I like goldfish crackers. Okay. Y'all, this woman, the neighbor across the street, right? Let's call her Ellie. Okay.
Okay.
So Ellie across the street has a baby with Bob the Builder and they are also in a relationship.
Wait, how do you know?
I looked at, I can't.
Yeah, but how do you know it's, okay, but you know, how do you know it's?
Let's just call it social media.
Wait, I know you can't share, but I'm so curious how you can confirm that it's Bob's baby.
She confirmed it on social media.
Public social media. She was like,
social, yeah.
Daddy.
And a YouTube video.
What? She's a vlogger?
Yeah. So now it's a can of worms, y'all. So I look up this neighbor and now I see that not only is Bob the Builder married, not married to Anna, and he lives with her. He's been with her for 12 years. They have
two children
that are like 10, 12 years old, whatever, however old middle school is. Not only that, but he's with Chloe, the client, who lives two houses down. He's been with her for 10 years. And then now I find out that he's also with this neighbor. They've been together for 2 years at this point, and he's her baby daddy, right? So he's with Anna, Chloe, and Ellie, right? So he has three ladies. Well, my client failed to tell me as I'm looking on these social medias and like finding all of this information, and I am digging deep, like I am balls deep in these people's information. She failed to tell, Chloe, the client, failed to tell me that her 10-year-old son is also Bob's.
Oh, so, Chloe has a son too.
Which I didn't know, but I found out that not only does she have a son, but she also has a son with Bob the Builder. Okay. So.
Oh my God. And she also didn't mention Ellie. And I guess, is there a part of you that's like, maybe she doesn't know about Ellie, but it sounds like she would know. They live in the neighborhood and it's public on social media.
Hello. Welcome to my mind fuck. Like this is welcome to my surveillance. So I'm on the machines and I am just furiously, like, I am Google machine and everything. I was Google's best client that day. I'm also pulling up some of my resources that just to kind of get, I need to know, like, I need to know more. So this guy, Bob, has two kids with wife, not wife, one kid with Chloe, the client, and one kid with the neighbor lady, Ellie. Okay. So I call my client.
Is this like a compound?
It's just like a regular neighborhood. Like, I live in a cul-de-sac,
but I'm
and I could
think
see
it's like culty, where it's like he's the man. That's what I said. A bunch of wives, sister wives.
I was like, I wonder if he owns a whole street or something. I don't know. So at this point, I'm like, look, I need answers. Something ain't adding. Like the math ain't mathing because she's not telling me everything, and either she doesn't know or she's hiding it from me. But either way, I'm not going to continue this until I get more information.
I'm a terrible cook. I don't have the patience for it. I don't have the focus for it. I don't know how to make everything. I don't know how to make everything hot at the same time. How do people do that? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I'm always like, oh, shoot, I forgot about the potatoes. Like, I got to put them. It's just terrible. Anyway, problem solved because I've been using Factor. Your husband's obsessed with Factor now too, right?
Yes, because my husband's the cook in the house, not me. I don't want to cook anything ever. I can burn water, but we really like the Factor, and I think he likes it especially because sometimes he works at home.
This gives him a little bit of a break.
Yes, and
it's
he gets
no
the
prep, no
variety,
mess.
And yes, the break that he gets. It's just 2 minutes.
I love like a really good microwavable meal that is also really healthy.
And they're never frozen. So you just take them right out of the fridge, microwave it, like tap the thing, like pop, pop, pop in the top, put it in
2 minutes.
Done. Yep.
And, you know, eating healthy is important and it's great to find the stuff that's like tasty and smart and healthy and fast. So they have 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. And you'll always have new flavors to explore. And they can help you with wellness goals. You can put in if you're working on anything specific or if you're a vegetarian or you like certain things, whatever you like, they can customize to that. And then they've got breakfast to dessert, good fuel, all the good stuff.
That's what I really love about them because most guys, like the way to their heart is through their stomach. And so my husband, we call him Lunchbox. He's a foodie. Like he likes his food. And so I love that they are like the premium ingredients, like filet mignon, shrimp, blackened salmon, like all those things. My husband loves them. And he is a guy who really likes to eat. He's so it's foodie. The perfect size, perfect ingredients. Yeah, he loves them. My husband and I are on a weight loss journey, right? Both of us together, which is really cool. And so we choose the keto option. And that's one thing that we both really like. There's different options for basically everyone. So there's like a protein plus and a keto, calorie smart. And we really like that a lot.
I loved there was like this shredded chicken, like taco bowl kind of thing. That was one of my favorites.
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah, there were so many good ones. So you should try it out and let us know what your favorites are. So let us know if you try it. Head to factormeals.com/TDD50 and use code TDD50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code TDD50 at factormeals.com/TDD50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. That's such a good deal.
Love it. So I call my client and I say, look, I need all the information. Like, you better spill your guts right now about this love pyramid, triangle, rectangle, circle, whatever it is. I need you to spill your guts because at this point, all I can do is assume based on the information that I'm finding of what's going on. Like, all I can do is piece together what seems to be true based on information online, but I want all the details. So she tells me she's been with him for 10 years, but she thought this whole time that Bob and Anna were legally married. She didn't know they were not married. She's like, they have to be married. He said that's the whole reason that he could never be with me fully is because he's married to her.
Oh,
and so I learn that he told Chloe, the client, that he was married to Anna because if Chloe, the client, knows that he is not married, then she can say, hey, come over here. Like, you need to be with me. And so that was his way of saying, no, I can't be with you. That was his way of keeping both relationships. And Chloe, the client, being the kind, sweet, like tender soul that she is like, I don't want you to break up your marriage either. Like, I get it. And so she finally
But I do want you to be part of your child's life. So let me move right next door and we can have an arrangement.
Yes, I see. Exactly.
So this didn't start like we're all polyamorous. They kind of fell into this by circumstance.
Right. Yes. So she says, I didn't know they were married, but I've been in a relationship with him for 10 years. And the neighbor, Ellie, joined their relationship a couple of years ago. Although they didn't mean for that relationship to be serious, like he was just expressing interest in inviting Ellie into their bedroom.
Wait. What does that mean? Like join their relationship, meaning he wanted them to be like a little throuple, or he was like, I'm going to sleep with her too, if that's cool with you
guys. Yeah. So that's cool with you guys. So the way I understand it is that Ellie was brought into their relationship. He wanted to be with her too, but it didn't start that way. It started because he wanted to bring Ellie into their bedroom.
Okay.
With Chloe, the client. So he said, Chloe, the client, I want to bring Ellie.
I want to have a threesome with Ellie.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And so
we're being very diplomatic. It's like, he wants a menage a trois.
Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
So anyways, she joined their relationship a couple years ago, but it only started because of this threesome that they had. So they had a threesome. They did this thing, whatever. They didn't mean for it to be serious, but then she got pregnant. So now she's in the relationship. And I asked her, I said, why didn't you tell me about Ellie? And she said, I didn't think it was relevant. She didn't think that sharing about Ellie was relevant to what Anna was doing and why she was concerned about Anna and everything, right? And she shared, like, Ellie and I both suspect Anna of, like, being with this Daryl guy, whatever.
Like, I get it. I get wanting to preserve private information like that, but it blows my mind that people hire a PI and don't assume that you're going to find out all the dirty details
every time, every time. And she also mentioned that, like, when it comes to hiring a PI, she didn't want me to not take her seriously by saying, not only are you dating a man who's married, but you're also dating a man who's married who also has another girlfriend. Like, she just thought I would, like, laugh her out and, like, not help her or whatever.
I do get that. I get that.
I get it too. And she had said that a couple of times. So now I have all the information, right? And I do the surveillance and basically Anna's busted. Like, she's kissing this guy, which is what they wanted to confirm. I confirmed it, like, case closed, right? So mm-hmm. I ask Chloe, the client, I say, let's meet up because I would like to share the information that I found with you, whatever. And everybody's so nervous. They're like, oh, God, what did you find? And I'm like, I don't want to share that information over the phone because if there is a situation where they just hang up on me and I don't know if they're safe, I don't know if they're going to attack right. this other person. I want to meet people in person in a public place so that I know that they are safe in that moment. It gives them time to digest the information.
Also, you can share the physical evidence, right? You took video and you can show video.
Yeah, and I can show them the video. So that's why I asked to meet instead of just telling her the information all willy-nilly over the phone. It's a liability thing. So she says, okay, let's meet, but I want Bob to come. Like, I want you to share this information with me and Bob at the same time. I want Bob to hear this too, coming from you directly. So she wants Bob to come. And I'm like, I mean, hell, why don't you bring Ellie too? I mean, whatever.
We'll have a picnic.
Right? So reluctantly, I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's go to a public place. There's lots of people. So we go to this restaurant that has like an outdoor patio. So I tell Chloe, the client, and Bob the Builder about Anna kissing Daryl, the neighbor. And she's like, I knew it. She's totally cheating, right? So she's like, yeah, like I just knew it. Well, the husband says, well, oh my gosh, I cannot believe this. How could she do this to me? I feel so betrayed, right? Fine. Okay.
Anna's face.
You know what I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm sure everyone's thinking it. And I don't want to jump to the conclusion of pot calling the kettle black because exactly. I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt of their communication and their arrangement. And maybe Anna is not aligned with the arrangement. But also, dude, you have sister wives.
Yes.
Let's continue.
Yeah, okay, so we continue. So the husband says, I can't believe this. How could she do this to me? I feel so betrayed. And y'all, he starts crying, sobbing, like alligator tears, like crocodile tears. Like, this guy is sobbing. Like, he cannot catch his breath, like shoulder shaking, crying. And I feel so bad for this guy because he feels so betrayed, right? I'm like, oh, that really sucks. And then he says, how could she want anybody else but me? Am I not good enough for her? And I'm
that's
like,
funny.
What? And he goes on and on this tangent about, I just don't understand why I'm not good enough. And I do everything for her. And I just want to, like, I love her. Like, we've been together forever and we have these kids. And I just don't understand how she could be interested in anyone else. I do everything from her. But, like, listen, I'm not judging because it's not my place. Like, not out loud anyways, right? But my client, Chloe, the client, is looking at him like, yeah, how could she do that to you? And then I look at her and she looks at me and it was like a new personality entered her body and it was like the light bulb went off and she looked at me dead ass in the face and she goes, wait. And I was like, I just sat there quiet. Like, what is she going to say next? She goes off on him. What do you mean? You can't understand how she could want anybody else. I've begged you to be only with me for years and years. And you keep saying
that. And you have to have both of us and all of us.
Yes. And she said, and if you remember correctly, you cheated on her with Ellie.
Oh, and what about, did Chloe and Bob start as a cheating too? Or were they...
No, they started as friends and they all came into the relationship together.
Okay, so they were cool with it, but...
Yeah, but when he asked to have a threesome with Ellie, he said, obviously, I talked to Anna about this. She says this is okay, but she doesn't want to pursue it, but she said it's okay if you and I want to pursue that with Ellie. And she said, you cheated on Anna with Ellie, but not only that, you wanted me to participate with you and Ellie, and I was willing to because I love you and I want to make sure that your needs are met, but also am I not good enough for you? And so she starts all the things that he said out loud about Anna.
Yeah, she's like, are you an idiot? Like, how are you not empathizing with the fact that all of these people, you are the poster child for not being able to be enough with just one person.
Yes. And when I was looking at her face, she went from this very tender, understanding, polyamorous woman to like she had been, the curtains have been pulled down over her face, and then all of a sudden someone lifted them up and then the light hit her and she was like, and she went off. Everything that he said about Anna, she regurgitated to him. Well, I'm not good enough for you then. And, you know, whatever. And you're, you know, I do so much for you and it's not good enough. And you want to, you know, how could you? Yeah. Total hypocrite. Right. And so he was mad and Chloe, the client, was mad for him. She was mad that she was right because this is her friend. Like Anna is her friend. They've been with the same guy for 10 years, right?
So and this trust is very important in their arrangement.
Yeah. And also, I want to make it clear that Bob and Anna, as far as Chloe knows, Chloe the client, as far as Chloe knows, Bob and Anna, neither one of them had brought anybody else into their bedroom. It was just Bob with his three different relationships. It was just Bob and then he had his three girlfriends, right?
I'm also just thinking through like this STD situation. If Anna didn't know about Ellie, then he crossed that line
yes.
big time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Anna didn't know about Ellie until the baby was born. So Anna found out about Ellie within the last year, but he had been with Ellie a year prior to that, which like 2.5 years. But she was kept secret from Anna because he told Chloe that he told Anna, but Anna had no idea.
Idiot.
Yeah. So you have all of this going on. So this is a really, really like confusing situation, right?
So they leave the restaurant we met at and they were going to confront Anna. Well, a few days later, I get an update from Chloe and get this.
Ellie and Daryl also had a relationship going on. But they did not know about that until they confronted Anna. Chloe confronted Anna and said, me and Bob have whatever. And Anna said that Daryl told her that Ellie and he had also been having a relationship. And so when she confronted Anna, who told her that Daryl had told Anna that Ellie was with Daryl also, now, not only did Anna break Bob's heart because she cheated on him, but now Ellie has also cheated on him with Daryl. So his wife, not wife, and his third girlfriend are both cheating on him with the same guy.
Daryl came in and ruined that neighborhood for Bob.
And when Chloe tells me that, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, what the crap? Like, what in the world is going on, right? That's really crazy. Well, here's the end of the story, okay?
Okay.
I never heard from any of them ever again. I've tried calling, emailing, checking in. She thanked me, paid me, and that's it. I never got an update. I tried. She won't talk to me. None of them will talk to me. They still have all the same social medias. Like, literally, that's it. I have no closure.
Okay, but can you see anybody posting on social with any of these? Any of the many people they could be posting with?
It's all the same. They're all nothing.
Can we check
changed.
Like right now?
I did before this. It's all the same.
So Bob and Chloe will still post together. Bob and Anna will still post together.
Yep. It's all the same.
Does Ellie post publicly with Bob and the baby?
On Ellie's social media, there are pictures of her and him, but not on Bob's social media with Ellie.
Okay. But so it doesn't seem like, wow.
And that's it. I have no closure, so you get no closure.
Dang it. Okay.
I literally don't know anything else.
So if the STD issue, it's kind of funny that Daryl and Ellie were together because it's like, hey, we were all kind of sharing the same pool.
Looks like an innocent bystander, like, oh man, she just kind of met this guy and then she was like, yeah, I'll join your three. But turns out like she was a little vixen herself, pregnant. Right?
I mean, she wasn't doing anything wrong. She was allowed to be with Daryl and she was allowed to have a threesome. And then they weren't in a committed relation, but
well,
it's
they
not
were.
Okay.
She was in a committed relationship with Bob, the builder.
Oh, so he wanted Ellie to be only with him.
It started as a threesome, but their relationship was legit. And whenever Chloe would talk about their relationship, she was like, this is my people. Like, these are my people. Like, I love them.
This
like,
is their family.
This is their family. And so, and you can see, like, all during the surveillance, like, all the kids played together. Like, the whole, you could see everything.
It's a little cult with Daddy Bob, the builder.
Yeah. It totally reminds me of Sister Wives, except on Sister Wives, they all knew about each other. Everybody was on the up and up. Like, it was all like a big thing, whatever.
But this was shady.
This was shady on so many parts. I think the only person who wasn't shady, it seems like, was my client, Chloe the client.
Yeah, Chloe was just like, Bob was an idiot for not actually committing to her because she's the one that was the most committed to him. So we, as far as we know.
She gave up 10 years of her life with a man, and she was willing to settle for a man who was married, or so she thought, so that she could be with him because she didn't want to break up his marriage on her account.
I am interested in people weighing in who have experience with open relationships or
There's a couple of polyamorous folks who have commented on our Instagram.
Sure.
And they're making it clear, like on the Brian post that I made, like so many people mm-hmm. were like, I'm polyamorous and this is not okay. Like you know what I mean?
Right. Like, it's like the one-sidedness of this where he's like, I'm allowed to have a bunch of girlfriends, but you guys are not.
Yeah.
Obviously, if there's somebody that somebody's dating and it's like they want to explore and the other person's like, I'm actually fine. I don't want to. And consensually doesn't want to
consensually. Consent is the key. And you're absolutely right. Yes.
But this doesn't feel, and it feels like it would be really easy.
And that's the difference.
Especially in this day and age where those kinds of relationships are becoming more popular, which in some context, I think that's a good thing. I think these dogfish can really use it against people and be like, well, I'm polyamorous or I have these, like, what is one partner supposed to be this all powerful being in your life? Shouldn't we be able to have other people? However, you can't. Like, I could totally see this being weaponized.
It's still cheating. It like even did. If you're polyamorous, if you're not honest, it's cheating.
Yeah, it's the honesty element. Oh, I can't wait to hear what people say about this because
I'm dying to know. Like, I thought this story was so well, I would have shared this much sooner, first of all, if I had thought about it. But whenever it came up in that one episode we were talking about something, I don't remember what it was, but made me think of the story. And I was like, I'm not going to tell that story. It's too confusing. It doesn't make sense. It's dumb, right? But then like,
well, it's OK. I have my diagram.
She wrote a diagram.
With little hearts, and I had to draw. This is when they kissed. I drew a little kissy sign, Anna and Daryl.
Oh my God.
I'll take a picture and we can post it on the Instagram if you want to go refer to the diagram.
We're posting a diagram. Hannah made a diagram of this.
Guys, love, it's not cute.
Love pyramid, triangle, rectangle, squared, pentagon.
It's not cute. It's messy, but I did what I could.
I feel like movie writers need to start doing surveillance because they will get so many ideas.
Well, that's why I'm doing this podcast with you. Let's do it.
Like, literally, you could write, like, you cannot make this up. You have to see it to, like, be like, this is real.
You're a parent of a child about the same age as Chloe and, no, yeah, Chloe has a 10-year-old son. Chloe Anna has two middle school age kids.
Yeah.
How do you think all these kids go to school together with dad and his three wives? Like, how do you put kids through that?
Well, when you grow up that way, it's not different. Like, my mom's gay.
True.
And I didn't, like, I just knew that she was gay from
it
when
wasn't
I was,
a
like,
thing.
Once my parents divorced, I was still really young. And so it was just something that I knew. It was just normal to me because.
Yeah. I'm also curious. This is like a pro and con of their setup. Obviously, not a good setup because it did not happen consensually. But being in an environment where that type of relationship is maybe more accepted is probably better for kids. Like, mm-hmm. I know there's parts of LA for sure where I'm like, yeah, I feel like everybody here is probably in an open relationship. And it's like, if you grew up in a world where people were a little more sexually fluid or whatever, then it becomes less of a thing.
Hold on. I forgot to add a part. I forgot.
Okay.
So there was a neighbor that lived on their street who tried to turn him in for bigamy. Like, she tried to say he is breaking the law. Like, he's married to this woman and they were
Has multiple wives.
He has multiple wives. And they said, like, he's not married to any of them. And I think that may be another reason that he never married homegirl was that, like, because if you come after him, like, they try to say several years ago, they were talking about how people that live this way are breaking the law, right? Even though they're not legally married. But if that's the case and that's illegal, then do we throw every single cheater
in
jail?
Am I illegal for when I was like dating three people at the same time, had a roster?
That's what I'm saying. Where's the line? And if you're a cheater, do you go to jail? Like, do you know what I mean? Because it's the same thing if you're seeing multiple people.
Yeah.
Even if they know about that. Exactly. And she tried to get them kicked out of the neighborhood and there was nothing legally anybody could do.
Oh my God. I'm imagining she's like the neighborhood watch and just like, oh, he's going over there. She's going over there. One more thing about like this takeaway. I just think that Bob is set in his ways and he probably told all of these women what they needed to hear to stay with him. And it's like, if he's going to make the first mistake with having, you know, Chloe and then adding Ellie, it's like he's gonna keep doing this. And it's some, I just feel for all of these people involved who think something different is gonna happen when it's so obvious that he is who he is. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And it reminds me also of the January 1st episode, the baby daddy, where he had all those girls pregnant and they were all living, and his mama spilled his beans and then the daddy died and then the mom was like,
you don't get any money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like they need so many women and all the time, like all these women, they just need all these. And it just feels very like.
Go to therapy.
Yeah. Like there's an unmet need there somewhere.
And it's not the responsibility of every woman in your neighborhood to fill it.
Right?
Good Lord. I mean, I hope that they're able to come to some arrangement for themselves and their kids, but that is messy as hell.
Yeah. I'm dying to know what you guys think about this episode.
We need to have a book club because I'm reading this book that I would love. I'm doing the audiobook. Let's be honest. I don't read. I do audiobooks.
And same.
I told Molly, I don't think I've told you about this. I'm going on the tangent. Okay, so the book is called More, A Memoir of Open Marriage. So it's very timely. Oh. And it's by Molly Roden Winter. And the reason I wanted to read it is because I saw an Instagram post of profiling the author when it came out. And she lives in Brooklyn. She's a very seemingly traditional professional mother of two and has a marriage that's, you know, they've been married a while. They're both professionals. Not maybe the couple that you assume when you think about polyamory.
Right.
And she was getting ripped to shreds in the comment section. Everyone was like, this is what's wrong with our country. You are ruining the lives of your children writing about this. And so it made me want to read it even more. So sometimes the haters are a good thing. And I just was curious about it literally for our podcast because I wanted to hear about her experience. And she talks about, she just goes through the whole thing. It's a little, you know, detailed in terms of some of her sexual experiences, but not in a way that's exploitative. It's more about her journey and her conversations with her husband. She details the therapy session she's going through. She details her conversation with her mother. She finds out in this journey that her mom actually, this isn't a huge spoiler because it comes up early. Her mom had an affair, but it was only called an affair because they didn't really have the words for it. Her dad encouraged the mother to do it, and it was a really good thing for their marriage at the end of the day. So she finds out that her parents were essentially in a form of an open relationship, but carried the shame and, you know, stigma of it because at the time, that was all you knew. You just knew that you had to be monogamous. And it becomes this whole interesting growth period for her. She talks about her kids and, like, her kids knowing about it. Long story short, if anyone wants to read it and weigh in, I'm sure there are going to be people who read it and are like, this is a problem and I want to hear your point of view. And there will be people who read it and are maybe enlightened or people who relate to it. I just thought it was so fascinating and not a lot of people talk about it in a healthy way. So it's so sad that there's so many of these cases where people are exploiting this dynamic, which is the problem with it. It's like it gives you the foundation to lie because it's like when you give a mouse a cookie kind of things.
Yes.
But maybe there are people who do it right. And there are ways that you can be navigating jealousy and trust in being uncomfortable is not necessarily a bad thing in a relationship. It does push you to grow or it makes you get pregnant with your neighbor's baby. So it's like a catch-22. And I think it's an interesting discussion.
But the only reason they even had a relationship with Ellie was because, like, they had that threesome and she gets pregnant, whatever.
He but was like, not just so why, doing the threesome. There's no way. He was sleeping with her more.
So why were you mad about, I think so too. I think they
absolutely
were totally boning. But how can you get mad when this is your practice? Like, this is what, you know, what you do. But also, there is I can see a situation where someone says, I want to have multiple girlfriends, but I don't want my girlfriends to have multiple boyfriends. Like, that's just how it bees like that sometimes, I reckon.
And then you're in that dynamic. That's another, I mean, that polygamy is different. And I don't know anything about that other than the show Sister Wives.
Anyways, if you like this episode, will you please give us a 5-star thing on your wherever you're listening to your podcast and just keep sharing our stuff on your socials. We really appreciate how you guys have helped us grow and just kind of, I don't know, this podcast kind of went big. And so we're really proud of it. So thank you so much.
In just
for
1 year, exactly 1 year. Our anniversary was last week. So happy anniversary.
And the show's growing. Like, it grows exponentially every week. Like, it continues to grow. Like, I don't think there's been a week that has been reported that was, like, lower than the last. Like, it's always growing. Well, and that's because of you guys. So we're so grateful. Thank you so much. And Hannah is going to tell you the email in case you have a fun story.
I am. So if you have a story or just want to say hi, email us investigate@thedatingdetectivespodcast.com. We're also on all social media at Dating Detectives Podcast.
At Dating Detectives Podcast, right?
Oh, yeah, God. You got it. But Patreon, share, comment, all the things, because we really want to reach more people and get more stories this year to bring you so much
and
more.
And dudes, you guys need to share your stories with us.
Yeah, we need some dogfish that are not just women in straight relationships, although statistically the straight men are really doing some damage.
Yeah, for real. So anyways, we love you guys. Thank you so much for
this was
an amazing
a good
year.
One thank you for sharing, Mackenzie.
Of course. We'll see you guys on the socials then. Keep the conversation going. We want to hear what you thought of this episode.
Yes, and as always, trust your femtuition.
We need to get a jingle.